This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano.
There it is. Fly, Eagles, fly to Super Bowl 59.
The call from Kevin Burkhardt on Fox as the Philadelphia Eagles soared into the Super Bowl with a 55-23 win over the Washington Commanders this past hour. The Eagles will play either the Buffalo Bills or the Kansas City Chiefs now in their championship game. The Chiefs are in the lead 7-0 in the first quarter. A Bills fan.
We're all behind them because we really, really, really want this win.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu now says 6 more Israeli hostages will be released by Hamas in 2 groups this coming week as the fragile ceasefire with Hamas holds. Netanyahu says he will allow Palestinians to return to North Gaza. Middle East analyst and former U.S. negotiator David Aaron Miller on that ceasefire.
It's a 3-phase deal. Each phase is 42 weeks. So assuming you make progress from phase 1 to the next, which is highly arguable at this stage, you have time to deal with the ultimate resolution.
Both Jordan and Egypt have now said no to a call from President Trump for Palestinians in Gaza to be relocated to their 2 countries, as CBS's Linda Gradstein reports.
Jordan's foreign minister Ayman Safadi said his country firmly rejects what he called any forced displacement of Palestinians. He said that Jordan is for Jordanians and Palestine is for Palestinians. He spoke after President Trump suggested that Egypt and Jordan could absorb many of the 2 million Palestinians who are currently living in Gaza.
The Trump administration has beefed up immigration raids across the country.
Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents joined with officials from across the Department of Justice, including members of the FBI and U.S. Marshals, in enhanced targeted operations. The focus, arresting undocumented individuals with a criminal history or those that pose a national security threat.
CBS News correspondent Nicole Skanga. President Trump has fired 18 inspectors general without giving 30 days notice as the law requires. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham was asked on Meet the Press if Trump broke the law.
Technically, yeah, but he has the authority to do it. So I'm not, you know, losing a whole lot of sleep that he wants to change the personnel out.
The inspector general's job is to be an independent check against mismanagement and abuse of power within those government agencies. Southern California's weekend rain may help with fighting wildfires, but it can move toxic materials if there are mudslides.
The last couple of weeks after the fires, without any rain, all of it just stayed put to the area it was in. But now you add rain and you essentially just lose control of this burn scar area.
That's Amanda Starantino, and this is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. Clear tonight, a low around 16. Breezy southwest winds. Chance of flurries or light snow on Monday. Highs near 33. Winds out of the southwest up to 35 miles per hour. For Monday night, a few flurries and a low of 16. Thursday, slight chance of snow, 34.
It's 24 right now.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Seems everywhere in the state, housing has just gotten so expensive. Our current president ran on promises to help the middle class, and I'd like to know what he's going to do about the housing shortages. I went through the executive orders. I read through the speech transcript a couple of times. Nothing he really said or did in the first couple days has anything to do with helping the middle class.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Where are you at with dome stadiums?
Oh, love them. Snow games are awesome, but it's also a risk of injuries and everything.
Give me a dome anytime. I don't want to see elite athletes running on snow like it's me playing out there and tripping and slipping. I want to watch those guys run. I want the receivers to run and catch their passes. I want to see great athletes being great athletes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Some waves, distant roads are calling.
is a virtue, but I don't have that time. So many people have their problems. I'm not interested. Decisions are a way of life. Other people's problems, they overwhelm my mind. They say compassion is a virtue, but I don't have the time. Here we go again.
From their classic debut album, Talking Heads 77, that was Talking Heads with No Compassion. And before that, we started out this hour of Seth Faces the Music with The Guess Who and No Time. Thanks for joining me for hour two of Seth Faces the Music, everyone. Moving right along here, let's have a listen to one of the great post-punk bands. Of course, we just heard from the Talking Heads, and they were one of them. But here's one that didn't quite have the commercial success, though they were still extremely influential on the rock and roll scene. From their landmark album, Marquee Moon, here's Television with See No Evil.
Fly, fly, fountain.
made a fool of him. Like girls have done so many nights before, time and time again. But he's so strange, I don't know why. But somebody has to cry this morning. No dancing when they get home.
Crystals with There's No Other Like My Baby, part of Phil Spector's Wall of Sound before he went crazy and started killing people. And before that, Elvis Costello, another stalwart of the post-punk scene with No Dancing. That's from his debut album, My Aim Is True. Stay with us. We've got more on the way here on Seth Faces the Music. We've got a band whose lead singer got fed up, left, and had a fabulous career of his own. The lead singing was taken over by their drummer, and they had a fabulous success on their own, and I'll be playing them back to back when we come back here on WFHR.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. On Monday, January 20th, Donald Trump returned to office, sworn in as the 47th president of the United States. Right out of the gate, he took a number of actions on his top issue, immigration. Perhaps the most troubling of these is one aiming to end birthright citizenship in America. An immigration attorney I talked to told me, "We're going to sit through a lot of BS over the course of the next weeks, months, and years, but this is the big one." My take? This action from the Trump administration is despicable, unconstitutional, and fundamentally anti-American. The day after the order was issued, Governor Tony Evers and Attorney General Josh Call joined a coalition of 20 states challenging this action in court. This legal battle will be a tremendously important one for all of us to follow.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
But
some food. I'm so hungry all the time. I don't know how to stop. I don't know how to stop. Gotta get some sleep. I'm so nervous in the night. And I don't know how to stop. I don't know how to stop. I don't know how to stop.
From his third self-titled album, and his best, in my humble opinion, which is also now known as Melt, that was Peter Gabriel with No Self-Control, and before that, the band he left, Genesis, with No Reply at All. Leonard Cohen was one of the great songwriters of his generation, and while his recordings of his music are really good, don't get me wrong, there's just something about other people taking his music and making it their own. Well, we've got another great example of that right here. A voice that we will all recognize, one from the Angels. Here's Roberta Flack with Leonard Cohen's Hey, That's No Way to Say Goodbye.
I loved you in the morning. Our kisses deep and warm, your hair upon the pillow like a sleepy golden storm. Many love before us, I know we are not new. In city and in forest, they love like me and you. Now it's come to distances, both of us must try. Your eyes fill with sorrow. Hey, that's no way to say goodbye. I'm not looking for another as I wander in my time.
our steps will always rhyme. You know my love goes with you, your love stays with me. It's just the way life changes, like the shoreline of the sea. Let's not talk of love or change, things we can untie. Your eyes fill with sorrow, that's no way to say goodbye. Like a sleepy golden storm. Many love before us, I know we are not new. And in city and in forest, they love like me and you. But now it's come the distances, both of us must try. Your eyes will always rhyme. You know my heart goes with you, your love stays with me. It's just the way life changes, like the shoreline of the sea. But let's not talk of love or change, things we can untie. Your eyes fill with sorrow, hey, that's no way to say.
from their absolutely stunning debut album, Isn't Anything. That was My Bloody Valentine with No More Sorry. Interestingly enough, a band that's been on and off again for about 46 years, they've released a grand total of 3 albums. One more set to go here on Seth Faces the Music on our show all about No. Coming up, we've got one of the great duets of all time from one of the great soul labels of all time. Join me in heading back to Motown in the 1960s right here on WFHR.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. Clear tonight, a low around 16. Breezy southwest winds. Chance of flurries or light snow on Monday. Highs near 33. Winds out of the southwest up to 35 miles per hour. For Monday night, a few flurries and a low of 16. Thursday, slight chance of snow, 34.
It's 24 right now.
The Badgers.
Seeds Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Play.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts at a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
Hey there, this is Carrie Joy with today's Work Money Minute and a little bit of tough love about investing in collectibles. I'm going to say this as nicely as I can. Collectibles are just not good investments. Comic books, Beanie Babies, World War II memorabilia, American Girl doll stuff. They just don't math out as investments. Now, collecting as a hobby that brings you joy is perfectly fine if you can afford it. Just don't confuse the fun of the hunt with the potential for profits. And importantly, they are illiquid, meaning you can't turn it into cash in a pinch like you can with a real security like a stock. Now, I'm not saying you got to stop collecting whatever you enjoy. Just make sure you're paying down your high-interest debt like credit cards and saving for retirement. For more tips on saving more and spending less, search up Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Have you listened to Community Stories yet? The show that features voices from right here in our community? Well, for the month of January, you can catch up on podcasts of past episodes on our website at civicmedia.us. The show's going on vacation for a month, but Community Stories will return in February, tanned and well-rested. Okay, maybe not, but the stories will be fresh and engaging. Keep your dial tuned to WFHR for updates on the new schedule, guests, and stories from right here in our community.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You don't have to worry, 'cause baby,
they might be giants with No One Knows My Plan from their album John Henry. And before that, we opened up this final set of Seth Faces the Music with Tammy Terrell and Marvin Gaye, Ain't No Mountain High Enough. I have to say, we have highlighted so many important albums on the show today. Just kind of happened that way, didn't plan it. Got another one here from 1966. It's the masterpiece of the Beach Boys, or more specifically, Brian Wilson. From Pet Sounds, here's Caroline No.
Where did your long hair go? Where is the girl I used to know? How could you lose that happy glow? Oh, Caroline, no. Who took that look away? I remember how you used to
thank you.
As promised, that was Bob Marley and the Wailers with War/No More Trouble, and that is going to wrap it up for today, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for listening to Seth Faces the Music. We'll be back next week with more songs, another theme, more fun. Don't forget to tune in, one and all. And with that, we'll say so long.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Bronczynski with a glove save!
The energy.
What's he gonna do? He shoots and he scores!
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Pete Hegseth, confirmation hearing.
I've never disparaged women serving in the military.
Except for, you know, the podcast interview in like late November of 2024 when he said women in combat weaken the military. Except for that, Pete, did you get body snatched? Are you not the same guy that sat down in the Brosphere podcast?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano.
A-G-L-E-S,
E-A-G-L-E-S, spelling winner as they beat the Washington Commanders 55-23 to gain entry to the Super Bowl. KYW Radio's Dave Yurum.
Jalen Hurts, after managing a knee injury throughout the week, was stupendous. He spread the ball around to his playmakers, who did a great job getting open for him. He also found the end zone himself a few times.
The Eagles will meet either the Buffalo Bills or the Kansas City Chiefs, now battling out with Kansas City in the lead 14-10 in the second quarter. For this Bills fan, it's a family thing.
My dad grew up on a small farm in South Dakota. They only had a few channels on TV. The Bills were rocking back then, so just kind of stuck with me. We've had an interesting experience.
It's a tariff tiff between the U.S. and Colombia.